Now, can you tell me a little bit more about when you use the term the center of gravity in relationship to the self that's developing through these stages? What do you mean? How does the center of gravity work with all of these different lines or right. intelligences?
The self is one of those terms also that has several different meanings, like spirituality. And so we could probably talk at least, make it simple and say there are at least two meanings of self, small s and big S. And small s just means what you're identified with contrasted with the rest of the world. That's sort of your individual self, your finite, egoic self. And then self with a capital S is what you are when you're identified with everything in the world. There's, in that sense, there's one self, one ultimate consciousness inhabiting all sentient beings. But that's a direct, vivid realization. It's not a sort of theoretical concept. So the idea is that the self, capital S, in any of these evolutionary sequences, the self starts identified with the small s self at sort of the bottom of the scale. And so the small self expands its identity more and more and more until the small self, in a sense, runs into the big self, capital S. Small self is center of gravity. In other words, it's what you actually call yourself. It's what you actually feel to be yourself. It's where your heart is. It's where your sort of guts are. It's your fundamental beliefs, who you call yourself. And it's usually something, the small S is something on this side of your face looking at the world out there. That's the small self. And it goes to these different levels of identity. You can have an archaic self. You can have an egocentric self. You can have a conformist self. You can have a rational self. You can have a postmodern pluralist self, integrated self, a transpersonal self, or a self-self, capital S self. And at that point, with a capital S self, you're not on this side of your face looking at the world out there. You simply are everything that's arising moment to moment. That's one taste or non-dual, ever-present awareness. And that's sort of the ultimate realization for many of the great spiritual traditions, is to find this self-supreme, the self of the entire cosmos. So in the meantime, though, this self is playing hide-and-seek in these smaller selves that we call ourselves. So center of gravity is sort of a measure of what you're identified with in this thermometer that goes to these seven levels that we're talking about. It's just sort of where you can be counted on to be found if we go looking for you on this scale.
If somebody wants to self-diagnose themselves,
yeah.
Do they have to be at a certain level to even be able to use this system intelligently?
Basically, yeah. And that's there. And there are a couple of different things about that. We kind of revert a little bit to the levels and lines. Most people in this country who are educated have a capacity for what we're calling actually integral cognition or level six cognition. They can think in terms of systems of interaction. And if you explain systems theory, for example, which is a very highly integrated view, they'll understand it. But their center of gravity is traditional or modern or postmodern. And so they're not going to actually be, their center of gravity is not going to be coming from that integrated level. And only when that happens do they actually find value in using some of these types of maps or overviews. Because at the integral or integrated level, what we're calling level six, there's an actual desire to let all of these other levels be themselves, to actually live life according to their own value structure, obviously without harming others. But at that point, an integral endeavor, a look, a thirst for big pictures becomes a very strong drive in people. And it's at that point that these types of studies tend to be really valued, basically. And you can point it out to somebody else and they'll find it interesting or useful or so on, but they're not going to tend to use it because somebody who's at a traditional level, even though they cognitively can understand this, but their center of gravity is traditional, they really think that if you don't accept Jesus, you're going to hell. So why worry about these? Wait a minute, you're saying Jesus, wait, let me see if I get this right. Seven levels and Jesus is at level four. Is that what you're telling me? There are three levels higher than Jesus? I don't think so. So traditionalists don't make a whole lot out of this. They have no reason to. Same thing with modernists and postmodernists. They really believe that their value structure is the one correct structure. So they're not really going to walk away with this as something that they can use a lot because it gives equal weight to other values that they just really can't abide very easily. Starting around level stage wave six, all of that changes. And Claire Grays in particular talked about a momentous leap of meaning between level 5 and level 6. Because all of the first 5 levels as we've described them actually believe that their worldview is the one correct worldview. But starting with level 6, there's an intuitive understanding that all of them are right. They all have a place. They're all parts of our own being. And so there's a very, very profound shift that occurs between what we're calling level 5 and level 6. And that does have to do with the first really integrally enveloping, embracing, compassionate stance that doesn't try to convert another value system, but appreciates it as it is, as part of a bigger picture, and a necessary part of a bigger picture. So that's mostly where, generally, people whose center of gravity is there that respond most to these types of orientations. Doesn't mean that if somebody disagrees with this, they're at a lower level. It could mean that I'm wrong and they're right. But it is the case that only at level 6 do these types of endeavors become really, really intriguing to people.
Would it be possible to gather 100 people in this room just off the street here from downtown Denver and assess where their center of gravity is?
Yes, but now let me really emphasize levels and lines, because center of gravity is useful only as kind of an orienting generalization. But when it comes to actual activity in the world or a real application, that's where you really have to go down into the very specific intelligences that people have, because somebody who could be very low in one line could be very high in other lines. And so center of gravity at that point can be very misleading. So what you want to try to do, and the positive aspect of using developmental scales, for example, is to help people highlight their strengths and their weaknesses so they can concentrate on the things that they're strong at and at least pay attention to things they're weak at, not get caught in that because they're sort of unaware of it. So that's where it becomes useful. It's sort of not very useful to say somebody's high or low or anything, or their center of gravity is high or they're low. It becomes really useful when you bear down into their real developmental aspects and start matching people more efficiently with more skillful means, more effectively, to the areas that are going to help them and where they can contribute their own gifts the most effectively.
So just to be clear about something, if I was given my psychograph, would my goal be to move all of my lines up as far as possible? Or would I say, oh, because of the kind of person I am and what I value in life, I want to focus on moving these lines. It's okay if my cooking or musical line is particularly low, or what's the goal?
Not around here.
Okay.
A couple points about that, because that really is kind of a whole topic, and it's a really interesting topic. There are several facets to it. A large part of spirituality, remember, of the several definitions we gave, that sort of the two kind of central ones were, it was a stage, a higher stage of development, or it was an altered state. And we said both of those were important. A large part of spiritual development has to do with learning how to get into non-ordinary states. You can do that at any stage you're at. So a very fundamental, important part of spirituality is being able to get into these profound, deeper, wider, higher states of consciousness, and you can do that at any of those 7 levels that we talked about. So that's important. I mean, people can't, you know, if I sort of do all my tests and I come up at level 4 across the board, that doesn't mean that I'm locked out of the spiritual game. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that that's where my strength is, that's where my center of gravity is, and it means that that's sort of my home base of operation. But I can still get into meditative states, contemplative states, states of prayer of the heart, and so on, authentically. So I want to say that first before we get into any sort of, gosh, I'm stuck at stage 4, what am I going to do kind of thing. But the advantage of knowing where you are is that it will allow you to focus your strengths on a particular capacity that you have a chance of moving forward on, for example, and keep an eye on those areas of weakness that could really slow you down or actually curtail your development if you're not working with it consciously. You don't have to have all of the developmental lines rise to the ceiling. All you have to have rise to the ceiling is your self-identity. In other words, that line of development that says what you're identified with, self-development line, that's the one key crucial line in terms of your own self-identity and self-realization. And we'll talk about that in sort of a little more detail. But the general idea, as we were saying, is that there's this self, capital S, that as a permanent acquisition lies towards the top of this self-development scale. It's in the transpersonal waves of this scale. And it starts, the self starts, you know, identified with very narrow identity, and it expands to wider and wider and wider identities. Now, that developmental line is one that you want to pay attention to, because that's where your heart is. That's really, in a sense, where the center of gravity is. That's where all the action is. What happens, and we have a fair amount of clinical and research evidence on this, and we can come back to this as well, is that let's say you're at level 5 in the self line. I mean, it's the developmental line of the self sense. You're at level stage 5. The more you are plunged into altered states of consciousness, the more you disidentify with your present level and start to move up a level. And that becomes very important. Remember, we gave an earlier experimental result using Jane Levinger's test of self-development, where meditators over a 4-year period moved an average of 2 levels up that line. So if you start at level 4 and you meditate for several years, it's very likely that you'll end up around level 6. If you start at level 5, you might end up as far as level 7. So that's a good thing.
Thank
and we're
God.
In favor of that. Now, it gets more complicated, because you can have pathologies, you can have subpersonalities, you can have fixations, repressions, and if other lines are causing trouble, that can be a problem. But you don't have to excel in every single line in order to get a certain kind of transcendence in your own self going. You do want to try to be a little bit integral in development, and that means if there are areas that are really, really problematic, that are underdeveloped or pathological, you're going to have to pay attention to those. And that might mean psychotherapy. It might mean nutrition. It might mean doing community service. In other words, you take an all-quadrant, all-level, all-lines approach to your psychograph and looking for where the problem areas are. But the simplest, shortest answer is, whatever your stage of development on the self line, by practicing meditation or shamanic voyaging or altered states or non-ordinary states or centering prayer, you are going to move up and accelerate your development through that line, moving several stages over a period of just a few years, actually.